batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed, ran through the crowd of cheering teammates, jumped over the bench, and with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. "Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run."
For the rest of your life.
Finally,
for the rest of your life.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Your heating, cooling, and indoor air quality system should improve your health in addition to providing comfort. And all across the St. Louis area, Scott Lee Heating Company is trusted with both. With over 40 years of experience with residential and commercial heating, cooling, and healthy air systems, including maintenance, repair, and replacement, they have St. Louis covered and comfortable. Contact them today to learn about cost-saving rebates at scottleeheating.com. Scott Lee Heating Company, where satisfied customers are their most important asset.
Hey everyone, it's Cam Jansen, and I'm here with Gray from Dents Express, St. Louis's premier paintless dent repair facility with two locations, Baldwin and St. Charles. Hey Gray, what exactly is paintless dent repair?
Great question, Cam. Paintless dent repair is the process of removing dings and dents without having to repaint your vehicle. It enables you to keep your original finish and also your factory warranty.
St. Louis, for all your dings and dents, contact my good friends at Dents Express, 636-227-5050, DentsExpressSTL.com.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up at any of the 6 video gaming machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here, win big.
I feel good. I knew that I would. I feel good. I knew that I would.
I got to interview this guy one time, James Brown. Wow, that was interesting. He didn't want to talk about pretty much anything I wanted to ask him about. Because he was in the news, he like beat the hell out of his wife or something, he'd just gotten out of jail, whatever. He did not want to talk about anything. He said, got a new album coming out. That's all he wanted to talk about. Yeah. Hey, you see that movie about me? James, what about this court case? I got a new album coming out, did I tell you? And I realized, okay, you know what? This is, let's just let him talk and talk about his album. Now is my turn to talk about Window World. It was really interesting to listen to one of the owners at a trivia night a week ago, Friday night. There was someone there who walked up to him in front of me and said, you know, I got windows because of this show. And I said, I'm sorry, would you say that louder so make sure? And he said it again. And John Gillette, one of the owners, he said, yeah, he said, we do quite well with that show in terms of new business. He said, but you know, this guy, and he pointed to me. He said, this guy turned us down. He said, nobody turns down business. He said, yet Frank here kind of kicked us to the curb and said, nah, he didn't want to speak for us. And I looked at the guy and went, that's true. He said, but we kept working on him, and we finally convinced him that we were everything we say we are. And that is absolutely what happened. Everybody, I think, in town that they went to and said, would you like to talk about Window World? You bet. How much do we get paid? And I didn't. And the reason I didn't, I'm not even sure. I think there were a couple of things that I saw, and my reaction was, well, that can't be true. That's too good to be true. This company's not that old. There's no way they're number one in this, that the price point is this, they're less expensive, yet here's the quality. Something's missing. And I mistakenly thought that, like so many other commercial pitches, that it just sounded good, but it was misleading. It wasn't misleading at all. And I made a mistake. But they allowed me to correct that mistake. And they allowed me to then become a spokesman and partner with them. And that's been going on now for many, many, many years. And I'm glad it has. So, you know, the test as to whether or not my second decision was the right one comes to me in the form of emails from people who have had Window World windows put in. Now, I don't have to tell you this. When you have a roof put on or new heating and cooling system put in, it's not that exciting. It's exciting that you don't have to sweat in the heat anymore because now you have air conditioning. It's exciting that now you got windows that look great and are efficient and will help with your utility bills. That part's exciting. But the actual product and the installation of it is, it's not. It's what I heard somebody call years ago, so I go with it, a grudge purchase. Something you just have to do. You don't have a choice. You have a choice, but if you don't do it, things aren't going to go well. So when the time comes that you need windows and you have to make that grudge purchase, why not at least do it in a way that when it's done, you feel like, wow, did you get your money's worth? And it was worth every dollar and more, and it was done by the right people, and you bought the right product. And that's Window World. And that's not me. That's all the people in the United States who have made this window by far the best-selling replacement window in the country. If the product weren't everything they say it is, if it weren't well worth the money, they'd be out of business already. Word gets out, and it gets out fast, especially now. Social media, it's a matter of minutes before millions of people see this, read this, learn something. Doesn't take long. If it's good news, travels fast. Bad news, I think it travels faster. So here's the good news. Window World is number one. Number two is not even close. You want to know the reasons? You're going to have to take a closer look by going to their website. But remember this, they're part of this show and they're part of this family. And if you like this show and you want to keep it on the air, whether it stays here or goes somewhere else, we need to support the people you hear me speak for. And one of those is Window World. And please, please tell them that your AM and the PM, as you, all of you and so many of you already have, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, and of course the number one selling replacement window in the country. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's go.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Come on.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
And speaking of Window World, they are proud to present our next segment host, the man who tells you about great things to watch on television. Pretty soon, maybe I'll be able to say the movies again, and the things you might want to run from and avoid. Here he is, Dan Buffa.
Good afternoon.
Oh, no, crap. Sorry, my bad. Sorry, my bad. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, that was my fault. Sorry.
Well, you're dealing with new equipment.
No, I titled
Let's
it
just
wrong.
Roll with
I thought
it.
That
yeah,
was
what do you think?
I thought that was wrong. Sorry.
I'm Dan Buffin. I'm here to talk about some stuffa. Let's just roll with it.
Yeah, that's not bad. And
not
how you
bad.
Doing? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, when wasn't it like this weekend that some of the theaters are going to start opening up?
Yes, we had theaters in St. Louis, Esquire, maybe Chesterfield, but across the nation, yes. AMC opened back up with the movie I'm reviewing first, the Russell Crowe movie, where he just goes crazy over a woman for 90 minutes, and it's crazy Russell Crowe.
I will be in the theater to see that as fast as they open the doors.
Sorry, could we do the round of applause again for Dan? I think you got the right one this time.
So just act like I hadn't introduced
you. Yeah, just act like
And speaking of Window World, they're proud to sponsor our next segment host, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Buffa.
Good afternoon.
You hear it though?
Yeah, both ears.
Sorry,
yeah. Okay, one by one, we're getting our sounds back in both ears. I know to you folks that's not a big deal, but it was driving us crazy.
Frank, we've already won the segment. The hour's done.
We have.
We can just talk now.
Now, I'm going to let you do the Russell Crowe, because if I don't say this, I'll forget it. Please tell me you're going to at least say something about the Kevin Costner movie. Let him go. You know what I'm talking about with Diane Lane?
He looks like John Dutton with a little bit more gray
hair. Will you touch on that?
I will. It's a good trailer.
Great. Okay, Russell Crowe, let's go. What's it called?
Unhinged.
Yeah.
So you've never... This is the selling point of the movie. We all know who Russell Crowe is. Gladiator, The Insider. He's done drama. He's done action. He's really, you know, he's won an Oscar, but we've never seen him play a bad, bad villain.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's ever played this
He's
much
played
of
a tough
sadistic.
Guy, but not a bad
guy. Like, yeah, tough guy. I'm usually...
L.A. Confidential, for example.
He's usually a protagonist. He is an antagonist for the decade in this movie. So we all know when you're out on the road. So the plot of this movie is a young mother and her child, who's maybe 15. So, you know, the kid's a little older. He's not a little boy.
Right.
They're driving, and she's in a rush. She's trying to get him to school. She has to get to work. On the way to school, she gets fired by a client. So then she's kind of a little bit... She's hot.
Yeah.
So she's diving around lanes, getting off the highway, scaring her son a little bit. We can already tell this woman's not a good driver. So you're not even really... even like she's supposed to be the protagonist. You think she can't drive. And we're just waiting for her to get to this truck, because I've seen the trailer. We know there's a guy that she's going to just... take out some anger on. And there's the last guy in the world you wanted to do that to. So
I like this already.
Yeah, Russell Crowe swerves in front of a big truck, probably a Ford. I didn't check it out. It could be it's a monstrous truck, towers over her car. And all he wanted her to do, this is the thing about these movies, and I believe it. All he wanted her to do, just give me a courtesy horn tap, not a big, don't lay your hand on it.
Right.
And she lays her hand on it, Frank. Honks it over, everybody's around, goes around him, and then what does he do? He follows her. And that's the beginning of the movie. That's the first 5 minutes. I mean, it gets right to it. She's leaving the house with her kid. You know she's going to do something stupid. Don't piss off Maximus. You know what I'm saying? Don't make him mad. But it's a movie that you've never seen Crowe this way. He's never played it this bad. It's 90 minutes. It's fast. And I think the ending, because sometimes it's a great buildup.
All right.
Maybe that, yeah. Russell Crowe, maybe that's not my movie.
Sorry.
But it's good, though, because he hasn't been at the front of a movie. He's always been the co-star. He's been the, maybe the TV show about, gosh, what is his name? The Fox News guy he played on Showtime.
Yeah. Well, shoot, I can't.
He's making me mad now. He just played in last year.
This is unbelievable. I know.
Yeah. It was a good series.
Roger Ailes.
Right. And John Lithgow played him in the movie.
Right.
With Charlize Theron.
Russell Crowe's character was better.
Yeah.
His Roger Ailes was better.
I think it was better. I think it was more true, too.
Lithgow's was more creepy, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Especially when you knew he was really bad. Then you're like, oh, man, you're like cliffhanger Lithgow with a big, saggy chin. This is freaking me out. Where's Sly? But the best thing about this movie is you haven't seen Crowe this bad. You know, some guys want to be the bad guy, but they don't lean into it. They don't really go all the way. I'll tell you what. My wife watched it, and she was freaked out. She's like, this is the guy that I thought was a hero. Now he's playing this crazy guy, road rage. That's the whole movie. It's thrilling, too, because when you're in traffic with these two, the camera makes you feel like you're just swarming over them. And that gives you a very uneasy feeling as a viewer.
Does the whole thing take place in traffic?
In a day. No, they stop. I mean, they slow down. He gets her phone. You know, never leave your... Ladies and gentlemen, I have a personal...
Public service announcement.
Public service announcement. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Hang on, we need to interject.
I'm going to wait.
The following is a public service announcement.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you go in the gas station. You may be getting a beer.
Can I make a suggestion? Let's do it again. You introduce it again, Limey, and then you say, "Hi, I'm Dan."
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah. Do it properly.
You know, and they just kind of do it like a conversation. Yeah. Okay, do it again.
Yes.
The following is a public service announcement.
I'm Dan Buffin. You may know me from Tuesdays on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and I have something to tell you. Maybe I'll save you and your phone. When you go to a gas station, you maybe just be going in for some beer, maybe a candy. I do it all the time. Don't leave your phone in the car, because Russell Crowe may get in there and take it, and the rest of the movie never happens if you don't leave your phone in the car. That's all you have to know. Bad Russell Crowe from Unhinged will stalk you.
Or his equivalent.
Or his equivalent. Yeah. It could be like, you know, Kathy Bates with a big bad haircut.
Right.
You know, or whatever. Meryl Streep, maybe she wants to play a bad... She's never really played a villain. Devil Wears Prada doesn't count. Anybody ever remember Meryl Streep playing a villain?
Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah, that's probably the most...
I'm probably not familiar with most of her movies.
Yeah, that's about it.
Great actress.
Because I don't like... I try to avoid her.
Oh, you don't like...
Well, I try to avoid all these people who mouth off about politics. Oh, no, I try to avoid the political people who try to tell us what to think.
What are your thoughts on De Niro?
Don't even get me started.
Throw some meat at the lion.
Yeah.
But back to Unhinged. Yeah, definitely. And the PSA, I'll say... Don't leave your phone in the car, because it's just bad news. People take it, and they have all your information. Let's say you pay for stuff with your debit card and your Apple Pay. They got that. So just take your phone with
you. But how do they have it if your phone's locked? I mean, you can't just pick up anybody's phone and use it.
Well, that's one of the things in the movie. She doesn't have a lock.
Well, that's flat out stupid.
Little kid wants to get into the phone easy, to play with an app. You know, you leave it unlocked.
Okay.
So even if the kid's a little grown up, I think she's just lazy. I don't think she thinks about it. She looks like she's just trying to keep her job and be a good mom, and she's bad at both. And so she's already fried mentally.
And who is this place's part?
It's Karen Pistorius. She's mostly a TV actress. So you don't have a lot. Okay. Yes, she is pretty, though. She looks like, man, having a hard time. She's not Renee. She's not Charlize.
That's all right. I just wonder if it was somebody, you know, well-known.
But no, she's not. No, you won't know her. You will know Russell Crowe. If you watch Westworld on HBO, you'll know one of the unfortunate actors that gets beaten up and killed by Russell Crowe. But for the most of the part, it is Russell Crowe.
And in real life, Russell Crowe is supposed to be a hothead.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. He's well known for he tries to be a singer. I don't know if he's a good one. I never listened to his stuff. But he also has a temper on sets in interviews. You mentioned, always mentioned Billy Bob not wanting to discuss the movies when he's doing his album. Well, he's like that in interviews. He doesn't want to give you, you know, he isn't like, well, Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell is a great interview because he will use part of his persona and part of his real self to give a performance.
Russell Crowe also, by all accounts, is extremely difficult to work with. Ridley Scott knows how to deal with him.
Yes.
They get along.
Three movies, the Leonardo DiCaprio one, Body of Lies, and then there was Gladiator. And the third one, gosh, it was the France. When he went off to France, he was kind of a company millionaire, and he went off to bought his family member left them. Oh, the Albert Finney played his dad or his best friend. He left them that big thing in the French. It's a good little movie. You cannot remember. Like, these guys made Gladiator, and then they made this little sweet little French movie. But it's a good movie. But yeah, they worked a lot together, but he cracked the code.
Yeah.
Because Val Kilmer was that way. There's another guy Edward Norton, great talent. They're all very talented. But if they want to come on the set and be the writer, director, and actor, it's going to be a terrible 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I mean, you're going to be stained by that, because they do this now. Social media will pretty much cripple your career if you're hard to work with and you're not that good of a talent. Like, let's put it this way. The late Paul Walker. I thought he was an okay movie star.
Yeah.
He couldn't act much. But if he did something like that, if he was hard to work with, he would never work.
But if you're a great actor and you're hard to work with, it almost elevates you to that level of genius.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, DiCaprio.
Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Hothead.
Yeah, on the Terminator Salvation. Oh, bad movie. But on that set, he literally, a guy walked across And look, when you're shooting, you don't really want to move on the set. You don't want to have a shadow. And he just went off, and they had him. And it's just, it's like if you imagine, you know, good in shape Christian Bale, not fat, not too thin, coming at you and yelling at you. That's probably what it was like. And that was around.
That went everywhere.
It went everywhere.
That's what anybody could have
because
heard.
Because I'm pretty sure he was Batman. I think he did at least the first one when he made this movie. I'm not sure what year it came out. Terminator Salvation with Dan, what was his name? Oh, Sam Worthington, who was kind of something due to Avatar. Not a bad actor, just not one that could carry a movie. Bad Terminator film, though. It didn't do well at the box office, but that's where he went off on somebody on set. And I think it was after he did Batman Begins in 2005.
And it was a lighting guy. It was a crew member. It wasn't another actor.
No, it was like a key grip, somebody that just held the boom mic that you just hold over the actors. Whatever, outside, inside, they have a boom mic.
I heard that rant. I heard him lose it.
Yeah.
I've heard the audio.
I have, too.
And I got to tell you, ever since I heard that, I don't like him as well because I think there's another way to handle it.
He scorned it. Yeah.
Here he is, a big star.
Sure.
He talked to that crew member like a dog. And I don't like that. There's another way to do it. Yeah. He could have called him off to the side and said, look, man, don't ever walk in front of the...
We know who's really well known for that is Tom Hanks. Easy
doing
to work
it,
with.
Doing it the right way.
Just, you know, and I think he's talked about working with an actor that's kind of a rookie.
Right.
And he's like, I want to teach him. You know, he needs to be as good as me. I don't want to own the screen. We need to share it.
Yeah.
And so you got to think off the, you know, not off the camera. He's telling this person everything.
Yeah.
You're learning from Tom Hanks. I mean, guy's pretty much played everything except for everybody in this room.
Right, so this Russell Crowe thing, again, is called
Unhinged.
Unhinged. Good name.
And I'll tell you what, when I left, it was a 3. It's a 3.5 from me.
And when do we see it?
It is in theaters. I am not sure if it's available online. This could be, I want to say, almost 90% certainty that it is a theaters-only movie for the time being.
Right. 3.5 ARDs, Unhinged, Russell Crowe.
Great stuff.
Here we go.
All right, Dan.
All right, I'm going to tell you something that really frustrates me. Let him go with Kevin Costner.
I'm looking it up right
and Diane
now.
Lane. Here's what bothers me. When my wife saw something about it, she loves Kevin Costner, so she immediately says, we have to see this. She says, it's on Netflix. Now, I Googled where to watch Let Him Go with Kevin Costner, and up came Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu. I go to Netflix, not available.
No.
I go to Amazon Prime, not available. Hulu, not available. I hate that when they do that.
I know when it comes out, I can tell you.
Okay. Well here, everything I pulled up said it was released August 20th. That released for streaming August 20th. No, it's not.
That's when we got a trailer for it. That's when the trailer came out.
They need to make that clearer.
And it's a really good trailer. It's basically John Dutton from Yellowstone living off with his, you know, he's been with his wife, who's played by Diane Lane, who's still...
Let's don't talk too much about it, because it's not coming out till when. Go ahead, Tim.
November 6th.
Can you explain something to me, because I spoke to you about this off the air, and I'm looking up your 3.5 All Right Dens Unhinged to see if it is only in the theaters or if it's being digitally released. This movie, for example, was released in Germany on July 16th, but it wasn't released in any other country until July 31st. Why Germany, and why do movie distributors do that?
I have an answer.
Great, I'd love to hear it.
This is a pandemic reaction, and I don't think it's good. Christopher Nolan's movie, we've talked about it on the air. This is probably, it probably leads any movie in non-reviews, because it's been moved around. It's already opened overseas.
Okay, follow-up if I may, Mr. Buffa. It's only going to be released on DVD and Blu-ray in the United Kingdom on November 23rd. No other country gets
this. This is Unhinged.
Unhinged. It's only going to be released there on Blu-ray and DVD. Why? Why would it just be worldwide?
Well, I mean, it had an original producer and distributor that dropped it. It was supposed to come out a little bit earlier this summer, and then Soltice Studios, a new company, kind of an up-and-coming studio, they grabbed it. They have another big movie coming out. So this is their strategy. I think people are just trying out different things. Crazy, maybe, but they're trying to do that before Wonder Woman, Black Widow, before the big movies come out. It's almost like, let's just throw these, you know, throw them to the wolves a little bit, see how they do.
It still doesn't make sense. I'm with Tim. It still doesn't make sense.
And they're also going to do it with Mulan. They're going to release it for, even if you have Disney, you have to pay $30.
Yeah. I pay over $200 a month to UVerse just for high end
7
Wi-Fi and all
the and all the porn channels.
So, well, no, I don't get any of the porn channels.
Right?
No, on demand I could get them. Seriously, I don't get it for free. Oh, that was a new one. I like that. That was from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's me.
Oh, that was you. That was I actually thought that was his sound effect machine. That's how good that was.
Wow, Dan, that was fantastic. Wow. Dan loves the sound effects, man.
Wow.
I love that movie. That movie's awesome. If you're ever having a down day and you're in school, watch that movie. It'll cheer you up.
Can you see what Dan's doing? Is he on a conference call?
Yeah, he's on.
Okay.
He's
on
Okay. He's talking to Russell Crowe.
He's on a very important conference call about his mom in the hospital.
Yes. Do you want to take this call that I just answered? Don't know who it is.
Dan, you want to take a call?
Let's do it.
Give it the old hi. Who's this?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are.
Hi, who's this? That's how you do it.
I don't know who you are, but okay. Hi, who's this?
You sound like Liam Neeson right there.
Yes, who are you?
Carol, this is Carol.
Hello, Carol. I'm sorry, Dan normally answers the phone, but he's on a very important conference call with a doctor about his mom. So what do you have? I guess something in the way of a recommendation or something we should avoid watching.
Yeah, no, I have a question about the, I think it's called QB, Q-U-I-B-I, that says you can only stream it on your phones.
Oh, Quibi? Is it Quibi?
Quibi.
There's a Kevin Hart, John Travolta show that I don't even want to get it. But there's more of these. Lawrence Fishburne's doing one now.
When you say show, it's a regular...
No, it's kind of like a streaming network, I think. Okay.
It's designed for your phone, according to my research.
Are they supposed to be short, very quick? Are they just feature-length episodes, maybe?
Well, I don't know. They showed one that's the Fugitive that looked pretty good with...
Are they redoing the movie with Harrison Ford?
Shoot, what's his name? It played in Designated Survivor, Kevin Bacon.
Kiefer.
Kiefer, yeah. Sutherland. Maybe that's his. Kiefer Sutherland, yes.
Jack Bauer 2.0.
So I thought, I would like to see that because I loved him in the other shows. But I don't understand what that is. It's something you just download for free?
Basically, it's kind of the latest thing. Paramount Network, there's new streaming services. Ever since Netflix did it, and now they own an Oscar, a few hits. Everybody is following it. Amazon Studios, they're doing it because they're trying to make it easy. This is their reaction, Tim. This is like a more smarter, in my opinion. If you're a small movie, hit people, stream it as fast as you
can. What's up with that name? Quibi or whatever.
I don't know, but you can get 14 days of it for free.
I'm not even safe if I'm seeing it.
And you download an app to your phone. They tell stories in very short segments.
I like
that. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's like the episodes are going to be 10, 15 minutes.
Oh.
Is it kind of like the podcast of streaming networks?
I don't know. I'm looking at it for the first time.
Are they like short stories, short films?
No. It's like you'll see a full movie or a full series, but I believe they just give it to you in like 10-minute episodes.
I think it's
10-minute segments.
So you
can like it's meant for people who can watch it on their phone.
Short
you can kind of just like
span.
Watch a.
I don't
want to
watch a movie
TV
in 10 minutes.
Kind of like short attention span, right, Limey?
Yeah, 10 minutes.
They give you a preview on the pay-per-views with UVerse, so you can watch that 6 to 10 minute preview.
Yeah,
I guess that's what these are. They're their previews. Yeah.
There's one called
But Then
Die
You Have to Pay
Hart,
for It,
and it's got Kevin Hart and
John
Travolta.
Carol, the good news is you can try for 2 weeks for nothing.
That's good. Yeah,
well,
binge it.
I'd just like to see the one with, like I said, about the Fugitive, because I've always loved that program. I love the movie that they had on and everything. So I thought, that'd be interesting, but I didn't understand exactly what it was. And, Frank, did you watch the last episode of Yellowstone?
Yes.
I loved it.
I didn't.
Yes.
Oh.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
I was so worried about Rip. I was so worried about
you and my wife. You and my wife. Rip is all she cares about.
My wife, too.
Rip.
She's like, can you shut up for a minute? Rip is out in the field over a horse. Is there a sniper? You know, we're all getting nervous.
I don't know. I didn't like the ending.
For me, it was bumpy the whole season. This kind of, if you want to leave on a cliffhanger, leave on that.
Well, without saying, a lot of people don't watch it, don't know what we're talking about. But without saying he's not dead.
But is somebody else, that name starts with a early alphabet letter, is she dead?
Mm-hmm.
That's the bigger one. Is that bomb? Anyway.
Again, most people don't. Yeah, you did it. Most people don't know what we're talking about. But to go back to your question, Carol, Quibi, Hebe, Jimenez, whatever it is, 2 weeks free. See what you think.
Quibi, Jimenez.
All right. Thank you, Carol. Speaking of The Fugitive, when I was a kid, one of the things that I noticed was you tend to pay attention to what your parents, like my dad was the most, he was one of the quietest people I ever knew. He didn't talk.
Not at all.
But when he found something he liked, I was curious as to why he liked it. And he loved, like Andy Griffith. And he liked Gomer Pyle.
No.
But he loved the original Fugitive with the Quinn Martin production with David Janssen, who was the fugitive. That was the original Fugitive. And he was on the hunt for the one-armed man, the man who really killed his wife. And the fugitive, played by Janssen, Dr. Richard Kimball, was a doctor whose wife was murdered and he'd been accused of it, and he escapes, and he's on the run.
He's
determined to look for the one arm. My dad never missed him. There was no DVR. There's no recording. You just plopped. You made sure you're in front of the TV that night, that time, or you missed it, and that was it.
Yeah, because and for me, when I was a kid, I watched ER with my mom.
Yeah.
Every Thursday night, 8 p.m., I could stay up an hour later.
Now, see, I always thought that show was called ER. Was it ER?
I think
go watch ER tonight.
Yeah. No, I'm watching him. Okay, be that way. No, I mean, for me, you know, George Clooney before he was a movie star. Yeah. Anthony Edwards.
He was in it when he was 14 years old.
Yeah. When he still had gray hair for some crazy reason. No, but I mean, I watched that with my mom, and I think it was more of The Wire with my dad was probably the first show I watched deep all the way through.
Yeah.
Maybe Sopranos, but that was kind of my wife. When she wants to watch a show, she'll throw that look going, can we watch this? Are you going to watch it with your dad? I always go, okay, I'll watch this one with you. We do it with Billions. When that comes on, we watch that together. I can't watch it before.
In my day as a kid, it wasn't what does mom want to watch or what does dad want to watch. One TV. That's it.
Yeah.
And what? Here's the way it worked in our house. What dad wanted to watch, that's what we watched.
That's it, yeah.
That was it.
Yep. Yeah.
That was it.
Maybe once in a blue moon did he turn on, okay, I'll turn on your mom.
Well, during the day, when he was at work, she could watch As the World Turned or whatever the heck she
was.
Was
she a soap opera watcher?
Oh, heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Every woman was then.
But then who did she talk to him about? Like, who else?
Neighbor.
Oh, every neighbor. Oh,
every woman watched soap operas.
Here's a confession. She watched Frank Grillo before any of us did. He was on The Guiding Light. That was his first gig.
Really?
Yes. That's where he met his wife. That's where he met his wife. Now, they got divorced, I think, this year.
Here's what I don't understand. I can't believe that some of these soap operas are still on. Young and the Restless is on. Bold and the Beautiful. Those are the only two I can name. But I cannot believe they're still on the air.
It's the advertising, because they have so many viewers, and the advertising still brings them
money. Who are the viewers? Who watches
them? Who are these people?
Moms at home, stay-at-home parents. And I think for...
My wife watches Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful, and I don't know why.
Some people just want, like, that diet television where you don't have to think. Maybe you get a little dramatic. Maybe just for an hour you start crying. Like, why am I watching this movie? Just go
They are the slowest TV shows on television.
They are.
There's nothing slower than a soap opera. It moves at a snail's pace.
It's like the person that gets out and doesn't want to paddle. Like,
you could walk out of the room... eat a sandwich, get a haircut, do number two, and come back, and the same two people are in the same conversation.
They're still in the same subplot.
And they're still in the hospital. There's always a hospital. Somebody's always in the hospital. There's no shootouts. It's hospital.
Sandy was on vacation last week, and she turned
on... Who is Sandy?
Sandy's my girlfriend.
Yeah,
and she turned on. Nice, I think it was... Is General Hospital still on?
I don't know.
I don't know. One of them is still on. And she said, I used to watch this 20 years ago. And she said, and the same people are on it.
Nothing changed.
And it's basically the same thing. Like, she just picked it up where she left off.
Well, I mean, do you know why they're called soap operas?
Yes, because they used to be used to sell soaps and
detergent sponsored. Yeah.
Up to you by Tide.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah. Very good. See, when Brad Pitt can't talk about soap, Limey Phillips will be there.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Oh. See, you can do that.
You know, the first man to portray a gay man on a soap opera was?
What?
No.
Billy Crystal.
Whoa. Really? Yeah. Before, I guess? What's
before
happened,
everything.
What's happened to him recently? I know. You know
that's a great question.
He was supposed to do something like comedians? He
was in a movie with a young actor called Standing Up, Falling Down. It kind of got released online only. I loved it, but I was kind of thinking, how did they get Billy Crystal to do this?
Did he have to kiss a guy?
I didn't watch it.
Oh.
No, it's a good flick, and he's good in it. But you're wondering what he's in this movie for. It must be because he doesn't have that kind of those kind of offers anymore.
Now the one thing about this segment, and then we're going to get to the phones here. 314-821-0590-855-282-8255. There's a Billy Crystal movie most people don't even know about, and to me, it's one of. And I heard him in an interview say, if I heard him correctly, it's the thing he's most proud of and most disappointed in that it didn't do better.
Can I guess?
Go.
Running Scared.
Mr. Saturday Night.
Oh, Mr. Saturday Night.
Where he played Buddy Young Jr.
You know, to me, that was kind of like Ed Wood. Nobody really got it like they should have.
Well, I got it. And yeah. I thought it was fantastic.
I know. I thought so, too. I thought Ed Wood was great, but everybody's like, no, you just didn't get it. It just didn't
hit you.
It's
a fantastic study into the minds of a couple of people in the same way that the King of Comedy, and if I say that, most people go, what? Well, King of Comedy? It stars Jerry Lewis, of all people, Jerry Lewis and Robert De Niro.
Martin Scorsese directed
it. It's a fantastic movie.
It is. And it, you know why? It's sad and a little funny.
That's exactly right.
It's sad.
And so is Mr. Saturday Night. It's very sad.
Because, you know, for me, you know, the undeniable quality of being human is that your humor usually is rooted in sadness.
When I say on this show, see what I did there? I'll do something ugly. See what I did? That's from that movie. That's not mine. That's from Billy Crystal in Mr. Saturday Night.
Now, I have one thing to kind of put on something earlier. It is called Let Him Go. It comes out on November 6th. Okay. And here's the plot. A retired sheriff and his wife, grieving over the death of their son, set out to find and rescue their only grandson.
And I know the plot, and I've seen the trailer. That's why I can't wait to see it.
For me, it looks kind of like a very gritty Yellowstone. It looks like it's one of those tales where you can tell that Costner may not make it.
It's a little bit of Taken, Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of Yellowstone. And it's a little bit of...
Speaking of Christian Bale, it kind of reminds me of Out of the Furnace, where it was him against Woody Harrelson, and they're out in the woods, out in the country.
Yeah.
You know, it has that... Whoever directed it really kind of captured that. Okay, we're out in the country. There are no rules.
If you don't mind, I'd like to do Christian Bale as Batman. Can I do it?
Do you have a cold?
Nope.
That's how you speak.
Here we go. I'm Batman.
Oh, wow. It's like I was watching the movie.
You got chills. I saw you got chills.
I did.
No, can you imagine if you did that again and I did my Ferris Bueller at the same time? And then all of a sudden, two big franchises just combine and intro.
Why would those two...
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Hard to answer. Why not?
Okay. You want to go first or do I go first?
No, you go first and I finish that.
Okay. Here we go. I'm Batman.
Fantastic. See? And you know what? So, here. That's a good segue to something I wanted to discuss.
All right.
There's a new Batman trailer. And he did not do that in the trailer.
Oh, I saw that today.
With Robert Pattinson, right?
But Tim raised his hand.
Oh, sorry.
So he gets to speak.
No,
that was tense.
I was looking up Billy Crystal's IMDb to see which soap opera he was on that played the gay character. Do you know the name of the show?
As soon as you say it, soap. That's right. It was called Soap.
It was only on for 4 years.
Yeah.
But his second ever appearance on TV was in 1976, and it was he appeared in one episode of a show that I actually, before we even had this conversation, when my mom asked me in September, as she always does, what do you want for Christmas this year? I was going to ask her for the box set, because I can't find anywhere to stream of All in the Family, which is a show that is totally politically incorrect now, Archie Bunker, right?
Right?
And he appeared in one episode of that in 1976
as
just a character who, on a December wedding, you know, he was just a character, he was just a one-time character in that.
Here's the sad thing about this.
But my point is, there's a lot of people who appear every time I've been doing this ever since Dan's come on the air. Every time I look at somebody's filmography, they appeared in one or two episodes of All in the Family, I would love to sit there and just watch him and just
you
roll
download.
Through.
That's the thing. Whenever you see that stuff on the internet, you go, that goes into your database. Mm-hmm. Like when I read some IMDb, a little trivia about a movie behind the scenes, this guy really was an idiot. And I just
or how about
I
all
that.
The famous people that were on The Dating Game?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing I was going to say is that, you know, it's just one of those things where, it's something where you can go there and you can learn the trailers and stuff. But we were talking about earlier, the Batman, Robert Pattinson, who was, they have only shot half this movie. Warner Brothers had their big DC Comics debut of trailers, and this was the biggest one. The Batman, coming out next year. Again, they haven't even finished filming. They haven't restarted either. Robert Pattinson, Colin Farrell's playing Penguin, and Paul Dano.
Oh, my.
I used to call this guy Dano.
This has got an interesting cast.
Frank, this is hilarious. I never knew these people were on the dating game. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Can you imagine, being on the dating game and then all of a sudden you walk around the thing and you're the girl that gets picked and you look up and this guy's 7'2",
Or you're the guy who picked, come on out, number three, Kirstie Alley. She was on
Candace
there.
Bergen. Yeah. I mean,
I think
Robin
Jim
Gibb.
Carrey was on.
She was on Howard. Kirstie Alley was on Match Game, too.
Yeah.
No. Can you imagine?
Kramer, Michael Richards was on there.
And can you imagine if Arnold was on there when he was the governor? You go, what are you the governor of? Cauliflower.
No,
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Both of the Carpenters were on there. Karen and Richard were both on there. Not at the same time.
No.
Can you imagine when they have a get-together, they have to buy like a warehouse.
Casey Kasem, Michael Jackson was on the dating game?
Michael Jackson.
Can you believe that?
I knew some of these, but no.
Tim, I think we should just throw names at
all
Tim
the
right
Gibbs,
now.
Maurice, Robin,
Brad Pitt.
No. They got him alphabetically though. Tom Selleck, Suzanne Somers,
Paul Newman.
No. Rip Taylor.
I thought he might stop on that.
Rip Pee-wee Taylor.
Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman.
And where would we go
Vincent
on our
Price.
First date?
I'll get you in the plane house.
No, and then later they'd be like, get in my car, get you some candy.
Phil Hartman. He has to work in Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken.
No, here's the rule. Here's the rule. When I see two or three impersonations, I come in for the finisher.
You know what I'm surprised we haven't seen? The Gay Dating Game. I'm serious.
Really?
Why not?
It's coming.
So, number three, if we went out together, where would we go on our state?
As Bobby Cannavale told John Favreau and Schiff, it's out there, bro. You said it. It's going to happen.
Remember the show where the three people would come on and they would all act like they're the...
Tell the truth.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Fantastic show.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
It's still on.
Is it?
Yeah, they redid it with Anthony... What the guy that's in Blackish. Anthony... I can't think of his last
name. Yeah, but it's not
name.
As good as the original.
Oh, no. It's definitely not as good as the original. No.
That was a good
and
show.
And here's how it started. Number one, what is your name, please? My name is something. Number two, my name is Dan Buffa. Number three, my name is Dan Buffa. And then they'd read the affidavit.
Yeah.
When I was 23 years old, I climbed. And then the panel had to pick which one was the real one and which was two were the imposters.
Okay, asking all the questions.
That would be kind
of
good.
They still do that, but some of the panel is
it's a great show.
You got to be consistent with the way you're answering the questions.
Yeah. Well, Ken Morrow, who played on the Miracle on Ice team in 1980, I got to know him personally. But I was such a hockey fan at 11 years old. When he played, and he was on that show right after the U.S. won the gold medal, and coming up next week, and that's what caused me to even start watching it.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and really, again, may I ask you, what is your opinion of Miracle then? Did you like the representation of that story?
I did to a certain degree because I met Herb Brooks and I got to know him a little bit.
Yeah. What?
Did Russell do a good job?
Herb wasn't that big of an a-hole.
No.
He was. A lot of coaches are tough, but he came across as this, unloving to his wife, distant from his wife, hard-ass coach who didn't care about the health of the players.
And, I'll tell you this much: the guy who did that movie, I'm gonna nerd it up. We should call it the nerd it up moment of the hour, where I just bring out the name and you go, why? So I'm going to go, Gavin O'Connor did that movie. He did Warrior. He makes a certain kind of movie. He likes drama and physicality. He just likes that
you
kind of thing.
You always have to do that. You have to let us know.
I know.
You know.
There's a link. The director. There's a link. No, we need to come up with a soundbite.
It sets him apart.
The film nerd.
All right, now here's the dilemma we have. I have to do a bit of business, so we have about maybe 3 minutes. Some of these people have been holding. Let's talk to Steve.
Let's knock out at least two.
Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. Thank you for holding. Say hello to Dan Buffa.
Hi, Dan Buffa. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, hello, Steve. Good afternoon.
Hey, I remember back in the day, I think it was pre-video games, that a lot of the baseball players were big into the soaps because they spent so much time in the hotels out of town.
Yeah.
Games didn't start at like 7:15, so a lot of the ball players would do that. All
and maybe part of the reason was too, because, and it's true now, women in soap operas are smoking hot.
Yeah. So really, they ask you, are you going to say no?
I mean, right.
And not only that, but like Bobby Plager, who's in his 70s, who played for the Blues, who I know.
Whoa, like another name drop.
No, I'm just saying, everybody knows.
It's this side of the room.
People talk about how, like, you know, the players after games, they go home and, like, play cards with each other. Because there's nothing else to do.
Hold on. You say everybody knows him. Lyman, do you know Bobby Plager?
I have no idea.
Dan Buffett, do you know him?
Yeah, he's a great Blues veteran.
Do you know him personally?
I've met Bobby a few times. Well, he's a good dude.
He's like the mayor of St. Louis.
Well, I know who he is.
Called the mayor.
I know who
I've
he
had
is.
A beer with him, and I just walked up to him in a bar and sat next to him and said, oh, the Blues had lost. I go, man, the Blues, they could have won. And all of a sudden, we're off. That was it. Me and a Blues legend who's been with the team for decades.
Oh, it's a huge name.
Decades. Yeah, and he just sits there and talks to anybody.
Barkley Plager? How about that? Huh? That's good.
Hey, those guys were rough. That was old school hockey. That's why I know. That's the first thing that comes to mind with Bobby.
Oh, I forgot Plager. Steve's still on the phone.
I have to ask Bobby next time.
I'm sorry if
they watch soap opera.
I'm sorry,
like
Steve. We got sidetracked.
Hey, good story.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that was it. But if you ever want to watch a quirky movie, it's called The Road to Wellville, Anthony Hopkins.
I've heard of it, yeah.
I've actually heard of it, too.
I haven't watched
it. It is an odd movie, but it is good to watch. So, okay. All right, I appreciate your time, and you have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you, Steve. Now, you have a minute or so to wrap up with whatever you think we should know.
If you don't want to watch Mad Russell Crowe, and you know, some people just don't, there's a new movie, Words on Bathroom Walls. It is about a young high schooler who deals with schizophrenia. He is diagnosed in the film, you know, he's having these panic attacks, he's having these rough moments, and this is the first movie where somebody in my family deals with that. So I know about all the way the behavior and what the effects are, and most movies kind of gloss over it. This one nails it. This is a tough film to watch at times if it's kind of like...
Where do we see it?
It is available in theaters, and I think it's in theaters only. I do not think it's available online. These movies will open in about a month or two, so... It's in Esquire. It's at AMC Theaters.
So by this weekend, most theaters will be at least partially open.
Yeah.
Some seats.
They're open. They're going for it. Full
price?
No, I think for some, they're offering lesser price.
Really?
Just to kind of get you back in.
I'll go. I'll tell you what, this weekend.
Well, you know what you do? You order online. You can see the theater, how packed it is, how empty it is.
That's a good point.
Okay, then I'm going to go wear my mask.
That has become the only way that I buy movie tickets.
Yeah.
I get online, I see the seating chart, I go, I'll sit over here. Like, boom, done.
So Words on Bathroom Walls, though, really quickly, gets a high rating.
Four stars. Ooh, here we go. Four ARDs.
Excellent.
Not stars, ARDs.
ARDs.
Here we go.
All right, Dan.
You know what to do.
Until next time, I'm Dan Buffa. I've had enough.
There you go. Thank you, Dan Buffa, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. I have just enough time to try to talk you into changing where you do your banking, and then, what do you know, it's the Playhouse Hour. That place that I'd like for you to consider changing where you're banking to would be First Community Credit Union. Bank there for several years, do all my banking there. Nowhere else. Don't have another bank. Don't need another banking facility. And that's what it is. It's a banking facility. It happens to be the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I hear other commercials for credit unions, and every time I hear them, I go, you're not as big as First Community. You're not as big as First Community. And they're not. And sometimes size does matter because it means strength and stability, and it also means that lots of people, for some reason, have chosen to do their banking there. One of the big reasons for First Community is their rates. They're very competitive rates. And I think rates, that's the name of the game when it comes to bank. Well, of course, service, and of course, they're going out of their way and busting their butt to get you the loan that you need at the best rate. Of course, that all is important, and they have all that. They don't have popcorn in the lobbies yet, but man, oh man, I hope that's coming soon, and I also hope that everything non-COVID is coming soon. But until then, go in there and tell them you're AM and the PM, and go to the other place where you're doing your banking now and say, I'm out of here, I'm closing my accounts, I'm leaving. If they want to know why, you don't have to tell them. Or do. Say, I'm going to go and I'm going to join and become a member, not just a customer. I'm going to First Community Credit Union. They may try to talk you out of it. Why would they do that? They don't want you to go there. Of course they don't. Lots of people are. And we appreciate that, and we thank all of you who let them know your AM and the PM. First Community Credit Union, over 40 locations. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
The 590 The Fan app is ready for you at your app store. Download it now and start listening today. KFNS Wood River.